So let's review. The Gemara in the previous daf said that there are four possible interpretations of the exclusion of Eisai in the pasuk v'shachat Eisai b'mkayim asher yishchat ha'oil lefnei Hashem chatasu. The chatas shall be slaughtered in the same place as the oil, namely tzafen. And they are alluded to in Nachshon shachat oif b'pesach simen. Nachshon, Eisai b'tzafen ve'ein sir Nachshon b'tzafen. The chatas brought by the Nesim as part of the Chanukas and Mizbeach did not require tzafen because, as Rashi explains, loy bo'al chet, they were not brought for atonement. The Gemara in this daf proceeds with three other interpretations of Eisai. Oif. Eisai b'tzafen ve'in ben oif b'tzafen. The malika of a bird does not require tzafen. B'pesach. Eisai b'tzafen ve'in pesach b'tzafen. A carbon pesach does not require tzafen. However, the Gemara refutes the first three interpretations because they are not necessary since they are derived from other sources. Therefore, the Gemara concludes, Shachat. The carbon must be in tzafen, the north side of the mizbeach, but the person slaughtering the carbon does not need to stand in tzafen. As the Gemara elaborates, there are two pesukim of v'shachat eisai. The pasuk of carbon eilah states v'shachat eisai al yerech mizbeach tzafeina. This pasuk teaches the halacha of eisai b'tzafen v'lo hashechet b'tzafen. The one slaughtering the carbon does not have to stand in tzafen. And our pasuk of carbon chatas adds to this halacha eisai b'tzafen v'lo hashechet b'tzafen. Only the Sheikhid was excluded and does not have to stand in tzafen. We infer that the Kohen who receives the blood of the Karban does need to stand in tzafen. The previous Mishnah taught, B'chayv ala shasa, ala richasa, ala fiyasa. One is liable in Eilah for each and every task that caused the mincha to become chametz, such as lisha, kneading the dough, aricha, shaping the loaves, and afiyah, baking the loaves, and even kituv, smearing water onto the dough, because there are two psukim in the Isra Chimetz. Loi Se'asa Chametz, and Loi Se'afa Chametz. Had the Torah written only Loi Se'asa Chametz, we would have assumed Loi Yechayv La'achas Al Kulam. One is liable in Elav only if he completed all the tasks, but he's not liable for only one task. Therefore the Torah wrote Loi Se'afa Chametz. Afiyah B'chlal Haisa, Lama Yatzis La'akash Elav. One would be liable for baking Chametz just like any other task based on the Pasuk Loi Se'asa Chametz. Yet the Torah mentioned Afiyah separately to teach Ma'afiyah Meyuchadas, Shehimai Sechidi, V'chayyav Nala B'fnei Atzma, Av kol shumai sechidi v'chayov nileh b'fnei atzma. One is liable on the lav of chimitz even if he only performed the task of afiyah, and the hekesh from afiyah to the other tasks teaches that one is also liable on the lav for each task of lisha and aricha. And accordingly, mechametz acher mechametz chayef. If one caused chimitz to a mincha during lisha or aricha, and it became pasul, and then he caused an additional chimitz during afiyah, he's also liable for the second chimitz. And therefore, in the case of afa lekishtayim, achas al ruchasa v'achas al afiyasa, if one caused chimitz during aricha and afiyah, he gets malchus twice, one for the aricha and one for the afiyah, because as Rashi explains, the afiyah gemar arichahi, the baking is considered the completion of the shaping of the loaves. The Gemara cites a b'raisa with a machlekes in the similar case of matl mum b'mal mum. If a carbon received a mum, a blemish, and became disqualified, whether it is forbidden to cause a second mum to the carbon. The machlekes is regarding bechir. The firstborn male of an animal eligible for karbanis receives kedushas bechir at birth, and must be given to the kohen who must bring it as a carbon. However, if the Bukhari received a mum, a blemish, the Bukhari is shechted by the kohen and eaten outside the Beis HaMikdash. However, one is forbidden to cause a mum to a Bukhari. And Bukhari shechaz a dam if the Bukhari became ill because of an excess of blood, which is considered a mum. There is a machlekes as to whether one is permitted to heal the Bukhari and remove the blood and thereby cause a second mum. Both Rimei Rabbi Yehuda agree that one is forbidden to draw blood from an area such as the eye and ear that does not heal completely and causes a second mum, because they hold aslatal mum b'bal mum. One is forbidden to cause a second mum to a carbon that already has a mum. However, Meir holds makizin es adam b'makom she'ein oisin b'mum. One is permitted to draw blood from an area that will heal completely and not cause a second mum, because there's no gezeir that one might come to do so in an area that does cause a mum. While Rabbi Yehuda holds a filah meis, ema kizin lo yisadam, one is forbidden to draw blood even from an area that will not cause a second mum, and even if as a result the bechir dies from the excess blood, because there's a gezerah that one might come to do so in an area that does cause a mum. And the Brisa cites the opinions of Rabbi Shimon v'Chacham, who say that makizin esadam b'makom she'isa b'mum, one is permitted to draw blood from an area that will not heal and cause a second mum, because they hold mutalat mum b'bal mum, one is permitted to cause a second mum to a bal mum. However, the Chacham hold luvach liyishchat alois a mum, one may not shecht the bechir because of this mum, and he must wait until the bechir receives another mum on its own. While Rabbi Shimon holds, af nishchat alaysim mum, one may shech the bechir even because of this mum. As the Gemara explains, the machlekes of lahatl mum b'mal mum is based on the following pasuk: Ve'ish ki yakriv zevach shlam, tamim yil ratzin, kamum lo yibay. Remei Rabbi Yehuda hold us lahata mum b'bal mum, because the word kol includes even b'bal mum, and the word tam excludes psulei mukdashim la'achar pidyanim. One is not liable for causing a mum to b'bal mum that was already redeemed. While Rabbi Shimon b'chacham hold mutl lahata mum b'bal mum, because the word tamim excludes b'bal mum, and the word kol comes to teach shlo yigam loy al di'achirim. One may not cause a mum to a carbon even indirectly.